Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for a new day, and thank you, Father God, for we remember your words that we need to take up our cross daily and put you first. So we put you first this morning, Lord, so that you can light our fire, so that we can not lie down in torment, but we can be blessed this day as we are blessed in this kingdom and in this beautiful new covenant realities, Lord. So thank you for this word, Lord, to sustain us, to encourage us and uplift us in Jesus' name. Amen. Greetings, precious family. It's Psalm 112 and it's verses 5 and 6.
Life is good for the one who is generous and charitable, conducting affairs with honesty and truth. Their circumstances will never shake them, and others will never forget their example.
Hallelujah. You know, I just think of this and you know, in our cells, you know, we were always pursuing love, you know, looking for love and attention, because it's, I believe it's something in each and every one of us. There's a God, we God created, so we want to be unique and we want to be special. But in the spirit of this world, that took on horrible attitudes and actions. And it's just in coming back to our heavenly family through Jesus, to the kingdom realities, to the word, that we find these beautiful answers to put into our lives, and we can put them into our lives and close ourselves with these beautiful qualities. It's because it's been given to us freely, and that's why we can conduct our affairs with honesty and truth. And then I love the second part of the verse here, verse 6. Their circumstances will never shake them, and others will never forget their example. Now, here again, it takes us to be heavenly minded, so that our circumstances don't shake us. We need to know that the Lord is with us. We'll not be tested beyond what we can handle, and he will show us the way of escape. And so when we trust in God, we are applying ourselves the way he wants to us to apply ourselves. And that is both a testimony to ourselves. We many times say, praise God, that's not the way I would have done it. But now by the Spirit, God has given me new ways to overcome evil. I overcome evil with good. And it's a blessing to me, and then it's also a blessing to others. So I love that word there where he says, verse 6 there, and others will never forget the example. So it's beautiful that we are here to be lights in the darkness, rivers in the desert, shadows of a great rock in a weary land. So we can leave an example, but it's only because we're looking to, drawing from, and standing in the goodness that has been made available.
Thank you, Lord, that if we trust on you, our circumstances will never shake us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.